Welcome, everyone, to Escaped Reality Podcast with Justine
and Geneva. Hello, friends.
Is that what I usually say? Did I say that?
I don't know. You sounded really weird, fast. Hello, everybody.
It's hot here. Geneva brought the heat from Nevada, folks.
It's hotter here than in Vegas. I'm in San Diego.
Folks. It is a hot freaking day here.
Yeah, it's weird.
I just love San Diego.
After living in Florida, like the Californian, even though I still consider myself Californian, I lived the majority of my life there, but the hysterics over weather, no matter where you're from, it like embeds into you. Like you're from Rochester, the gnarliest weather in America. Like,
that's all people talk about. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, it's hot. You're bitching. It rains one day. It's fucking freezing here. I hop on with Justine when it's like rain. She's wearing like a sweater and a scarf. Like, just going to the Arctic.
I know the other day you're like, is it cold? My house does stay pretty cold. I live like it's December here, and
there's such a difference between when you're in the house and you leave the house and you're like, oh fuck, it's like hot.
Yeah, I am all for like body positivity or whatever for moms especially.
Yeah.
And if you have a hot body, that's great. God bless you. You know, your body bounce back or you work really hard to get it. But some moms will pick up their kids. I'm at a freaking cheap ass public school in a sports bra and like little leggings. You see these dads, they have chicken neck or whatever, like an accident. It is amazing to see what these moms wear.
You gotta take pictures.
Is that appropriate?
I need to see this.
Okay, I'll try to get one the next time. Please. I mean, they're hot pieces of ass, but can't you put a tank top on? Should you be
That's
showing?
Crazy.
Should
That's
be wearing
crazy
a bra?
To me to not wear a shirt.
I know I'm judging
sure
like it, but it's
top?
No, it was just a bra.
Wow.
And she's hot. I mean, God bless her. It takes balls.
Interesting.
But
yeah,
it's something.
So Justine texted me before we started recording saying I needed to watch the Beverly Hills
trailer.
Had
you watched it?
No, I didn't even know it came out.
Okay. Okay.
I have to say that like Beverly Hills for me has gone such a transformation from a show I did not enjoy watching to one that I'm absolutely compelled by. And I'm excited. How do you feel?
Excited, but it seemed very soap opper-y. I love that people are jumping on the hate Kathy bandwagon. I don't think they needed a new lady. I don't want to. People are amped about her saying, am I the villain now? That's not what we want. That's not what I want. I can't stand the Lisa Rinna being involved in Kathy and Kyle's lives falling apart. I love the real life of that.
Yes. I think the theatrics is almost adds to it now. Like it's almost comedic to me. Like, I guess I'm just like, it's no longer,
it could
no longer
be just
take
the trailer.
It seriously. Like when I watch Erica Jane, like drunk fumbling around, like it's just funny to me. I don't know. I find it entertaining. But
Erica Jane.
No,
I'm not bothered by Erica Jane because hers, as hard as she tries, it is coming through real. Now, after watching Jen Shaw, who's really going to prison, acts like nothing is completely wrong. Erica's a piece of garbage for not saying that she feels bad for the victims or whatever, but maybe
she
really
said
was
in the trailer
some...
she says, I don't give a fuck about anyone but me, while they're talking about the victims of this terrible thing. That was crazy.
Someone like Jen Shaw is really just put it on the back burner and puts on a straight face like a con man.
Yeah, living life. It's crazy. Yeah, I thought it. I don't know. I thought it looked fun.
I think it will be good.
There's too many women. When they went to the picture, there's
too many
housewives. I think that's a ridiculous number. That's far too many. They didn't need anybody. We didn't need to add one person. To me,
too many. And
like five.
They did not. They had an excellent season. They needed to roll it in to just that next group of women and let it play and give Crystal her due. She doesn't need to be sharing time with Cruella DeVille. It looks good. I'll give Crystal credit, but
I'm not even going to say what I was going to say.
What do you say?
I'll say it. And I don't mean to take offense because I think it's beautiful that.
All right. Write this down because there's something I want to say that we should cut too. So.
Okay, I don't want two eating disorders.
I was gonna say that, and okay. Jackie wins.
I agree. Actually, I don't want to. I think
I
one
know
is
that
enough.
Crystal might have an eating disorder. She probably
no,
does,
I think
but
has,
Jackie's.
Yeah,
I really, truly.
Issues. Yeah, believe. I don't want to see two of them. I don't eat it. I think
I'm invested
one
in Jackie's
story
here.
Is enough. Yeah,
I know. I was gonna say it. I'm like, fight the urge. It's funny that you thought the same thing.
All right.
Kathy sitting outside the thing and they're saying lock the doors. Hilarious. I love it.
If you guys haven't checked out our interview with Julia from Real Housewives of Miami, definitely do. That was dropped yesterday or the day before.
Yeah, you can watch the full video on her Patreon too.
On Patreon, full video. She was very beautiful in person.
10 times prettier than on the show too.
Yeah, yeah.
Very pretty Zoom.
Yeah, so you can check that out. And we had the chance to interview Gary Jannetty, who has a new book coming out. You may know him. He's married to Brad Goreski, not what he's famous for. Family Guy, wrote on Will Grace. Such a fun conversation. We're really excited to share that interview with you.
Our man. If you can pre-order his book, do it. Start Without Me. I'll be there in a minute. Or buy the other one.
Great.
Do You Mind If I Cancel? If you're listening to this podcast, you will enjoy his books. Buy the freaking guy's books. I mean, the nicest person, most genuinely nice person we've talked to, probably.
We had the funnest time. It was great. We could have talked to him for hours. I was showing
inspired me
a clip from the interview, how he was like, he was leaning forward towards us, very engaged, you know, the opposite. You know who I thought of? The opposite
best friend.
Of Paul from 90 Day Fiance with his wackadoo, walking around the interview we did with him. That was sickening. It's been a wild ride, man, but we're doing things, guys, and we appreciate your support.
Karina, she's going to she's getting arrested for beating the shit out of Paul and everything.
Oh, I love it. Great. That's what I'm talking about.
It's a whole mess there. People do pop in on us to try to get us to watch 90 Day.
Yeah.
I don't miss it.
I couldn't miss it less.
The ultimatum is on Netflix next week when
I tried. I tried the first episode.
Oh, it's
I
not
did
good.
I not like it. No.
Okay. All right. Jerry's in, folks.
I will say this. I would give it one more episode just because I don't know if the first episode's lame and it's going to pick up. But the major problem for me, which is our Temptation Island problem, is that they're 24 and the ultimatum is we have to get married and have kids.
No,
fuck off.
Ultimatum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to be 35 and desperate, like we've said. So I don't
Temptation Island, I think, is a.
It's a rough season.
I don't even have any want to watch it.
I know.
It's terrible.
And we're getting the screeners. Good. Okay. Oh, good. I know. It's not good. Guys, we're going to check in on that next week. So if you were eager for our thoughts, there you got them.
We had a busy week.
I watched this week, but
I was up sick over talking to Gary, and it was the best day of our lives. It was so much fun. Really nice guy. So again, pre-order his book. Gary Jannetty, Start Without Me. I'll be there in a minute. Laugh out loud, heartfelt.
I found it poignant, I think is the word I would use. It went from I was chuckling and laughing to he would do something, he would say something very profound to me where I was like, oh,
yes,
fuck. He gets the point of life, you know? I really enjoy it.
He really does. I know.
Great guy.
Can't say better things. Brad and him. Quality couple. Brad, lucky as a duck to be with this man.
Lucky as a duck. Yeah, they're great. Loved it. All right, let's start with Jersey. I'd like to discuss what we're about
the Ferrari getting stolen.
The Ferrari getting stolen.
And do you think that really happened? It probably did, but she's getting so much press, they probably love it.
Oh, I'm sure.
And after your
car
gets
stolen,
to
have something stolen out of your
do you want it back? I never want it back. Cut me a check, Geico. I don't want it.
Oh, weird. I could care less. As long as I get it back.
My brother got his car stolen in Oakland. It was going on 30 days. I don't want my car back after 30 days, day two, day three. Yeah. He got a check. But you know, what are they doing in my nice luxury car, even though she puked and pissed and shit all over it? I don't know. I'm weird like that.
How about the preview? All I care about, honestly, is the preview of Teresa fucking losing it. I can't wait. I don't know why that thrills me so.
On Marge?
Yeah. No. Is it Marge she lunges at? It is, right?
Across the table? I think so. And they're in the hats. Are they in Tennessee?
Yeah, they're in Nashville.
Can I be in a bar and see them?
When she says Marge says something to her, and it's at first you think Teresa didn't get it, and then you see her lunge across the table and you're like, oh shit, she knew, she heard, she was just figuring out how crazy she was gonna get. She's off the rails this season. I think whatever she was doing yoga wise she's no longer doing. She's not seeing
the yoga's out the door. You don't hear her even mention it.
No, she seems angry. Like, even though she says she's in a love bottle, there's like a, there's an anger to her.
I can't help but picture Wizard of Oz with the witch coming down. Who would say we're in a love bubble? And every time she says boyfriend to me is such a young term for a teenager. Yes. And the way she just zeroes in on boyfriend.
It's crazy.
And I have to say, I don't feel bad when people move out of their dumb house. I don't feel bad because people are having like the Marge's family having to leave Hungary. Like, people are leaving Ukraine now.
Right.
Like, that's who I feel bad for. I don't feel bad. They have to leave their stupid Jersey palace because mom is dick hungry and has to go move in down the street with Louie. I just don't feel bad.
I think also financially, they just got to get rid of that house. It's a monstrosity when you see it. You're like, this is not happy times,
but nobody's sick. Everybody's healthy. I mean, yeah, they lost. Things have happened, but it's almost like a, rid of the jail darkness. Sentences.
Your husband. Your dad no longer lives here. You know, minor.
No, no, he's not dropping the octopus in at 8 a.m., 6 a.m. anymore.
Wow, that was brutal. No, I think I feel you. I guess I just like always, I feel bad for the kids. Like, just the fact that their life has been so chaotic. And like, yeah, the home, who gives a fuck? But to them, it's probably like the one stabilizing.
I do feel bad for them.
A sea of Melania. Chaos. I would be sad today if my parents sold my childhood home. And I'm an adult with a child.
Yeah.
You didn't care when your parents.
It's a weird feeling. It's kind of like a weird feeling, like a stage, but our house, your house is, it's a nice house. Our house was nice, but it was like in a track and it'd be cool if they had it, but it's just, it just seems, I don't know. I didn't feel much. I guess I had moved on too. I should have. I don't know. That's weird. I'm not in the,
would you be sad if you had to leave your house? That you guys
I would
have
be
right
sad
now?
To leave this house. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay. Our dogs are buried here. Yes. Maybe if I had to leave this house that we've had kids and stuff in. Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And, it has a very good aura. Like, I feel like when I'm hearing the birds chirping and everything, I feel very grateful to be alive.
Oh, look at you. How positive.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you feel about the man conversation, them getting over their fight when they were like,
I thought it was hilarious.
We don't like dissension amongst the men. And then Bill, we get involved in women's issues. This is what happens. I thought that was hilarious. It actually is true.
Bill is not standing up for what he's done. Joe Gorga, I feel like, would have really been like, I made a mistake, I'm moving on. Bill is kind of a dweeb about what he did. What is Bill really like? Is he that quiet, but he's having affairs and acts like he's Mr. Good Guy?
Right.
He's like Mr. Surgeon, and then you got Frank and all the rest of the meatheads, and what's his name? What's the little one's name? He was with Marge.
Joe.
Like what's his face has... Bill Aiden has real things to worry about, like slicing people's faces open and shit. I just find it funny when he's talking to these guys about such bullshit. And then tomorrow he's going to be, it just becomes a job. Bill seems like a big dork to me. What do you think his deal is?
I don't know. I don't think of him as like a dork. I think I don't know. There's like a kind of low key where he's just like observing. He has to be very intelligent, right? He's a doctor.
Oh, yeah.
Like, so I think he's more of like a, I think he's reading the room and like choosing not to engage. I think honestly, he might be kind of a dick.
Really? Okay. Wow.
I don't know.
I didn't think that for a while, but you're right. Maybe he does think he's better than everybody. Huh? You're
right.
That is a very good point there. Holy guacamole.
I don't know. Just because the way he's acting with Jen, it appears as if he thought he should never be questioned about what happened or be asked about it. It's like preposterous to him that she's even bringing it up,
which makes me think like,
like I think he thinks he's like above the consequences. Like, I fucked up, but we said we were going to forget it. And why are you bringing this? Like, what the fuck? You know?
I can't believe now they're on Instagram and it's hard to know. I would never have wanted my parents to go on national television and blow up my dad being a cheater. It's just life changing. Yeah, it's crazy. Five fucking kids. And who's the lady? Crazy. Why can't she be on Watch What Happens Live? Where the hell is she? We saw of Teresa outside of the reunion. Yes. Someone said she was butting. It was like from very afar, but you could tell it was her, and that she was smoking a cigarette and ashing into someone's hand. And it looked like Gia was with her. Teresa the smoker. Can you believe that?
I mean, it doesn't shock me, honestly. Does it shock you?
It does. Seeing anyone smoke, especially the housewives, they're like seeing my parents smoke a cigarette or something. Yeah, yeah. Even though my parents did that wouldn't bother. Now it would if I saw my parents sitting there smoking cigs, but my parents smoked until I was probably about 12 or something.
Wow. Well, good for them for quitting.
Yeah. 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 We grew up in an apartment, which was wild. And then we grew up and then we moved into my house and I was like 14. So maybe that's why I don't really feel much attachment to it.
Yeah. That makes sense. Less time.
But if I was right,
anything
kid,
else on Jersey,
but I can picture them smoking in our little loser apartment. So funny. Jackie eating the ice cream. I give her credit. It's very interesting to be on camera that she's doing all this. Wonder how the kids feel. How close are these cameramen?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't love that scene because it feels like I'm not a therapist, so this is like just my opinion. It felt like she was not ready for that step. It seemed forced. It seemed like she was actually like sick over it, not like it was a joyful experience.
Right. And that she punished herself for it. I think she's lying to her. There's no way.
Yeah.
She definitely didn't eat dinner that night. And to jump it right into cake batter, I mean, I would think maybe a vanilla, maybe a swirl, maybe a chocolate, but cake batter?
Go for it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And when the therapist said that normal people don't compensate for eating ice cream, I think a lot of people might, or maybe they don't. I mean,
yeah. I think like if you're trying to like, if you're like, oh, I'm going to have a massive cold stone, maybe I'll have a light dinner.
Right. I think that's it's like normal. Disorder. It's teaching the therapist is like, no, people just pack it on. They just, I don't know. I hate therapist sessions. And then when the therapist told her that maybe she could eat pizza someday and she shut down like, oh, my God, I'm not eating pizza. It's some heavy shit.
It is. Really is.
She does look healthier. They're
good.
And it's crazy that at her weight, 1 to 2 pounds is such a difference when I fluctuate probably 5 pounds on my period.
Right. Yeah.
And the sickness is I've been thinking if I should say this or not, but it's the truth. She's got a real serious sickness, but I wish I had some of her restraint. I mean, I'm not making a joke. I just sit there and I should eat healthy. I mean, you know,
what were you eating the other day? That like
my Mentos. I ate a whole sleeve. I ate 3 sleeves of Mentos. They were on sale 10 for 10. I ate one this morning.
Love Mentos.
I ate 3
They're
yesterday.
So okay. That's out of control.
Yeah. I mean, I can't stop. Once I eat one, the sleeve is gone.
Oh, they're so good.
And I bet you the like little in my stomach's been fucked up. It's probably like building up a thing. I'm gonna have to pass and they're gonna put me in the hospital or something. You can't break down a Mentos. It's like glucose bullshit.
I know.
Yeah, no, and I wouldn't want to be unhealthy. I feel bad for her. Like
no, I get what you're saying. No, it's crazy how
and she's filling up her plate and she's envious of Jen. And it's crazy how you can be sitting with someone and you would never think someone's envious of you just because you can eat the goulash. It's crazy what people are really thinking.
I know it is. I wish her the best though, because it's obvious she needs to get it together. Yeah.
God.
Should we talk Summer House?
I'm gonna just think of Marge's party real fast. It's nice, but Marge's mom is trying to gloss over that she made her mom out to look like a lipstick toting drunken prostitute when she was 16. She's the best mom in the world.
I know.
She's on death's door.
I've already said it. I no longer like Marge. I find that she has no storyline. Her storyline is either her mother or talking shit about other people. And like, I like her mom, but yeah, like enough is already.
I hate her husband.
Yeah.
I love how the little like husband Marge goes, God, why can't I think of his name tonight? When he Joe says to Frank, Frank is like, I'll take care of it, Joe. He's like, thanks, Frank. It's like a little dog and a big dog. It's just so funny. I couldn't love Frank more.
Yeah, he's just great. Oh, all right.
So good.
Summer House.
Summer breeze.
Them playing volleyball like at the beach, like when the weather looked really questionable, and there were like massive waves behind them, was like hilarious to me. Like they were like, we're doing it no matter what. It's like, this shit is not a beach day. What are we
doing? You have a pool.
Yeah, why are we going anywhere?
I do really love going to the pool. I mean, to the beach when there's a storm or when the weather's bad. I do really enjoy that. But
okay,
yeah, I can understand it, but I wouldn't be packing out the whole day where my stuff is getting swept away. I mean, use your brain there a little bit.
Yeah,
it was a cute idea with the Gen Z and
yeah, that was fun. I like how committed they are to a theme, you know, they really go hard for planning, a lot of planning, a lot of Amazon.
Yeah, I'm not like that.
Yeah, yeah, I really enjoy it.
I get to the beach that day.
A small moment, but I loved when Luke was telling Andrea that he's like lost a lot of good women, like, and has seen them go on and like get married and have kids. And I was like, oh shit. Like, it's weird when to hear, especially to hear a man say that, you know,
I know.
It was interesting. I really love
pray
Luke.
Men think that about me. I know. I do too. He's a good guy and he's still on the show. He probably won't get asked back because he's done nothing this season. It shows that he's very calm and chill and just hangs out. Yeah. There's really not much to say about
it. And he's like a good friend, you know, he's just, he's there, but he's not like Alex where he's like unwatchable. I enjoy every scene I see with Luke, even him like taking off a costume. He's like, oh fuck, I'm hot.
I do too.
You know, I just, I don't know. There's something about him.
I would love to watch Luke go to job interviews and try to manage his way through the city and Luke and Andre TV show. Mm-hmm. Something.
Yes, I would watch
he's just so hot too.
He is.
I did enjoy Craig. That's when I love Craig. That's when I love
loved him. Craig talking to Lindsay. I thought that, like, how did it make you feel, Lindsay? Like when they made out, that made you feel. And then like Lindsay drunk, like, I graduated 20 out of 400 in my high school class. So intelligent. I was like, what?
Insane. His friend. I mean, they're on a book tour together, so the guys are so different. But he's just, he's like, he's a liar.
Yeah, when he's like, knows this the way Austin's that Austin fault. Is.
Yeah,
like, this really pissed me off. He came into this house and he did this. Like, I loved him doing that. Yeah, that was what I love. Love Craig. I like when Craig is acting like a woman.
Yes,
when I've always loved him most. And he's emotional like a woman. When he's angry, like when he's talking, all of that. That's when I enjoy him the
like
most.
Like a female,
like your girlfriend,
her locker per se. Yes.
Yeah, like a female.
And
exactly
when. Oh, I just lost. Or when he goes, oh, me and Paige are, it was like, you know, was dating just as much as me and Paige are right now. How would you imagine if that would make you feel? And that was a point that in perspective like that.
I mean, and at the end of the day, to me, we all know it's kind of like, you know who Lindsay is, especially like when she's in these weird spirals of like just being ridiculous behavior. The blame falls on Austin and like Sierra again. Sierra's like anger is so misplaced to me, and just the way she approaches it is so dumb because it's like you are fighting over a man who clearly doesn't want to be with you. You're upset about it, but like he didn't call. He's not up your ass apologizing, trying to sleep with you. He doesn't care. You know.
Yeah, and she should be mad at Austin. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. If you get cheated 100%. On. Don't be mad at the person that you're not. I mean, I guess she thinks that Lindsay and her are friends, but they're obviously not. I don't even think I've ever seen them have a conversation.
No,
they're in the same house together, but Lindsay's on another planet. It is very interesting that these girls, Paige and can keep separated, but you can hate each other in the real world where shit gets real. They need to spend more time together and don't waste our time with Sierra in the city with a nurse job seeker or something.
When she said, like, give a shit. You know, this Austin Lindsay thing really sent me for a spiral. So I think like I'm going to go back to nursing. It's like, what?
You're acting like this relationship like sent you back to your job? What are you talking about? I don't know.
And yeah, Sierra, you probably got guys knocking down your door. And I don't even know. I want to. The editing did not set it up good enough to give Sierra any credibility to be upset about Austin. You don't see any flashbacks, nothing. Oh, all these trips to the city together. And Austin's just such a douche. It's going to be interesting.
She looked great, though, in that scene where she met the nurse. I loved her little outfit there.
Oh, she's a gorgeous little babe. Yeah. That's why it's hard to listen to her complain, because she could go anywhere and.
Right.
She's, I mean, I know that's not the way the world works, but it kind of does when you look like her. And she's not dumb. They are just, I think the editing is kind of making her. And she's very chill. She's, you don't even really need her in the show. She's probably really normal and nice.
Right.
And her conversation with Lindsay was pretty good. Lindsay, take a swig of that wine and let's move on. I love when she's, how, I guess they worked it out. It seemed very superficial. They don't know each other.
No. Yeah, it was weird.
Just seeing Carl and Lindsay embrace in the kitchen, knowing that they're going to be together, blows my mind.
I know.
Like, oh, it's, you're the one I want to see. And his mom saying, when are you going to move up to that apartment?
Uh-huh. I thought that. She knew, maybe. I'm interested to see that kind of like come up. Carl, did you hear when Carl was like, I mean, I was just partying, doing a lot of coke, a lot of drinking. Like that was the first time he said it where I was like, oh shit,
Kyle loves the coke too, I'm sure. Kyle and Amanda, grow the fuck up, get a prenup. This isn't planning for your divorce. You have a huge business. This is not just getting married to some schlub off the road. I think they should have a prenup. And if you're not going to get divorced, you don't need it.
You have to have a contract with your parents that he has to repay them, but you can't have a prenup? Like, grow you're going to require him to financially give you money if shit goes left, but you're not going to sign a prenup? I found that ridiculous.
And if you have no equity in lover girl, lover boy, don't freaking spend your whole life doing it, you idiot. Go do something on your own.
Right. It's extremely irresponsible, given particularly that there are other investors involved.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like that to me makes it in their love problems. Right. Where you can just be like, we're getting a prenup for the good of the group that gave me money. That just makes sense. I don't understand her argument at all.
It should be almost like ordered upon. If I was an investor, I don't want my situation involved in their love life that's already freaking rocky as hell. I could see them staying together. I've started to really dislike Amanda. I stand her. Kyle's a drunk and whatever, but I always have a little sparkle in my eye for Kyle. He's being a little baby about it. Man up. Who gives a shit what her parents think? You're getting married. It has no, don't worry about her parents.
Also, just so late in the game to be having this conversation when your wedding was postponed for 3 years.
Right.
Like, it's fucking ridiculous. This should have been signed. What are we doing? You're bringing it up a month before the wedding for the first time, and you're getting married for the, like, your wedding scheduled for the third time? Makes no sense.
There should be a prenup for every single person that gets married.
I don't think it's a bad idea for any reason. No. Who cares?
Things go south.
If you stay together, who gives a shit?
Right?
Like, if
then you
if
didn't the point need it.
Is we're never going to get divorced, then cool. Then who cares? It's a legal document you spent some money on, like all the other money you blew on your wedding. Who cares? Like,
it's so annoying. And listening to Gary Jannetty talk about him and Brad's relationship and how well they get along and he's glowing and they're freaking 20 something 5 years into a relationship, and Kyle and Amanda look miserable on a freaking couch on television.
You know what I thought of when we were talking and he said that is like, again, the argument of like, if you don't have kids and you're fighting this much, what are we doing?
Yeah.
You don't have kids. You know what I mean? You just gotta,
is it going to get better? I don't know. And especially if lover boy has not launched crazy successful by now when you're on television. How long is the Summer House going to go? The second you're off this show, the second Server Boy is in the garbage. Why can't they take it to the next level? Get Bethany Frankel on the case. She sold a disgusting mixed margarita. People come ate on. It up. Stop. Yep. I don't know.
What else? Anything else? Oh, did you notice Craig has like gun tattoos on his arm?
No, I didn't.
He has like two guns facing each other. It's crazy.
His little whiny, his voice. Well, if I didn't see her walking down the aisle, I wouldn't be doing this. I don't know. It's just so, you want to get married, but you don't even want to call your girlfriend. I don't know. It's interesting. I guess in the beginning, relationships, it is different. I mean, you're not going to just jump into it. I guess people just feel things out. I didn't like the way Paige, like, it didn't look like she went. She's the one amping up Sierra, ramping her up to go be an Italian and go crazy. And then when she did at the beginning, Paige didn't really go console her. It was Maya. Unless I kind of didn't see it, but
no, she went off with, she went off with Craig. Yeah.
She should have gone to Sierra.
Yeah. She's drunk. I always just think of how drunk they are, you know?
Right. I know, but still, I mean,
when you're wasted, shit can just go left.
Yeah.
And you just forget.
Maya's a nice girl. I hope she gets financial success from being on this show.
Yeah. I don't mind her either. Oh, all right, guys.
Good episode.
Yeah. Jersey and Summer House always good to me. Even when they're bad, they're fun.
Yeah.
People
were hating on the Jersey thing, but. Oh, last thing I meant to bring up, Melissa and her daughter. Oh, when she goes real quick, she goes, oh, I'm so jealous. I can't work out every day. You work out every day, Melissa. And how she goes tit for tat on the trauma. Like, my dad died. Well, my parents moved me to Florida. It just is really sad to watch. It doesn't seem like her daughter wants to be on TV at all.
No, but I mean, she's a teenager. That age is hard, right? And like she moved, and her mom's extras hell. Like she doesn't want to be on TV.
Yeah. I know.
You probably hate your mom.
Could they not have figured out to keep her in that school?
That's what I'm saying. Could for another driver? Year and a half, she's 16. Yeah.
The way that she says you moved me in the middle of high school breaks my heart when a younger kid, again, rationalizing with these loser adults.
I know. It's so true. All right, guys.
Listen, we'll be back. Julia, if you want to watch it, it's on our Patreon.
Yeah, baby. We love you. We'll be back.